From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl is killing more people and devastating families across Birmingham than ever before. But those who've used the deadly drug say there is hope. At residential programs like the Love Ladies Center, some people find the support they need to recover. As we continue our opioid series this week, we hear from four women enrolled in the program. They recently shared their stories while sitting around a picnic table along a busy road in front of the center in Birmingham's Eastlake neighborhood.
I'm Jalen Warren. I'm fixing to be 24 years old, and I'm currently staying at the Love Lady and absolutely love it. Unfortunately, like immediate family member of mine actually showed me what fentanyl was the first time. And it was more or less like it numbed me, and it's like I didn't care at all like about my life or my well-being, so I would do anything for fentanyl.
All right, I'm Taylor Studdard. I'm 27 years old. I was doing heroin at first. And I got to the point where it wasn't doing anything for me. So I turned to fentanyl, and it ruined my life, I'll be honest with you. I lost my kids, I lost my family. And I was to the point where I was living off the streets, bouncing around from house to house where I could stay. I'd have to say my lowest point was when I overdosed in front of my kids and my mom.
I'm Ariel Brock, I'm 29, and I just feel like I'm tired of losing my loved ones to this. For a couple years, actually, I stayed away from my own brother because I knew that he was using. I just thought he was using heroin, but, you know, it got to the point a few years ago, all you could find was fentanyl. And so he got on that, and when I got the phone call that he died, just all that shame and all that guilt came pouring in because I felt like it was my fault because I'm the one that introduced opiates to him. And so I was angry at God and I was angry at myself, and I relapsed.
I'm Nina Miller. I'm 42 years old and finally I've been here almost 8 months. I done drugs for over 20 years and I done heroin, but it wasn't like this. And then when I got a hold of the fentanyl, the day that I come here, I overdosed on fentanyl, and my son found me in the bathroom, and the look on his face, no one's child should have to go through that. My mom was always the type that she couldn't understand why I was doing it, and just be there for him, because, I mean, it hurts bad enough, but when your family just throws you away, and they're like, you're never going to get help. You're nothing. You're never going to be anything. That makes it a lot worse. Just be there for them. Love them.
Trying to get sober, it's hard in the beginning, but once you get past the beginning and actually get everything out of your system and clean, it gets easier. It really does. I have to finish this program out in order for me not to go to prison, and I'm doing it. I'm blessed. Honestly, if I wouldn't have got arrested when I would have, I probably would be dead right now.
I'm so much better than I was, but I can say long-term wise, you know, sometimes you'll wake up in the bed in the middle of the night and you may think about it, or your mouth may water, and you just have to find hobbies and stuff to get your mind off of it. My family, they still love me, but I know that when it comes to trust, I don't have their trust yet, and that takes time, but having a good support system's number one key. Having people that hold you accountable for your actions, and just loving who you are no matter what.
If one person can hear this and it saved their life, one person, it's just not worth it. It's just not.
That's Jalen Warren, Taylor Studdard, Ariel Brock, and Nina Miller. The four women are staying at the Love Ladies Center while recovering from substance use disorders. This audio diary was produced by Mary Scott Hodgen with help from Cody Short. Tomorrow, we conclude our series on opioids with a look at efforts to fight the growing number of teens who overdose.